Hello and welcome back to the Digital Distillery Podcast, where we explore the nooks and crannies of the digital media and advertising industry. And in the last season of the show, we began to scratch the surface of what's proving to be the attention-grabbing upstager at our events. Attention metrics. And today, we're going to dig a little bit deeper as we sat down with CEO and founder of Attention Metric Company Adelaide, Mark Gulderman.
Yeah, so Adelaide's been around for about 4 years. We spun out of the ad network that I mentioned about 3 years ago. But we've been working in the attention space for almost a decade.
So for those of you who haven't been paying any, attention metrics is the practice of measuring how much of a user's attention a particular piece of media is commanding.
So Adelaide is the leading attention metric vendor. And what that means is that we help advertisers understand the quality of the media they're buying through the lens of attention. We have a metric called the AU.
Or attention unit. And this is a tool that Adelaide have developed in order to give a clear indicator of the likelihood that a piece of media will be paid attention to. The higher the number, the better the chance it's grabbing a user's focus.
It's a 0 to 100 rating of the probability of attention by any person to any creative in a placement, and then the probability of a subsequent outcome. I'm really specific about placement quality versus audience and versus creative, because some weird things can start to happen when you optimize towards either of those two other things with regards to attention, which we can unpack in a little bit. But so yeah, so Adelaide makes an AU score, 0 to 100 rates placement quality. Advertisers use it to measure the quality of their media. They use it to do planning. They use it to do activation. And now we even have a few advertisers who are using it to guarantee the quality of media that they're getting from publishers. So it really sort of it's bleeding into all of the different systems that advertisers use to measure and optimize their campaigns. And yeah, and so we're really excited to have recently found that campaigns that are optimized using attention metrics and using AU to be more specific are actually driving lower emissions than campaigns that are otherwise optimized. Very early on, I met with Brian O'Kelly when he was starting working on Scope 3.
Scope 3 is one of the leading carbon intelligence companies. That is, a company that helps organizations measure their carbon emissions and put together strategies with which to reduce them. You can hear our interview with Harvan Gupta from Scope 3 over on our other show, Green About Media. Link in the show notes.
And we had an idea that we could run their data up against campaigns that were using AU optimization, and we could just try to see, like, what's the effect on using attention on emissions. And what we found, like I said, was that the campaigns that were using AU optimization were less emissive than those ones that were using typical reach and frequency or clicks or other types of optimization targets.
The emissions that an ad causes is another metric that's becoming an increasingly important factor in customers' decisions as to who they want to spend their advertising dollar with. As it happens, measuring attention and using that data to better tune your campaigns to be more effective has a marked impact on the amount of emissions an ad produces.
And I think there's a few reasons why that was happening. The number one reason is we were running fewer, higher quality impressions on the split of the campaign that was optimized using attention metrics. Also, higher quality publishers tend to run less junk on their pages and have fewer exchanges and like less sort of ad tech muck on their domains. And so that contributes to lower emissions.
So as is becoming a bit of a theme with the topics we've been covering on the show, producing better campaigns comes down to not simply picking the best horse and going all in optimizing to it, but rather striking a balance between the various tools at your disposal and using that information to really begin to understand what your data actually means.
We've been working on attention metrics for about 10 years now. Previously, we ran an ad network that sold media on a cost per second. And what we found was that the media that was delivered on a cost per second was far more efficient than media that was delivered on just like what's the maximum viewability or maximum video completion rate, because both of those metrics actually incentivized smaller ads on bigger screens, which is inherently less and less attentive. But when we started optimizing towards the maximum amount of seconds in every impression, some weird things started to happen, and some weird biases in our decision making started popping up. And, you know, looking back, I think this is a classic example of Goddard's law. And Goddard's law says that sometimes you have a measure, it's a pretty accurate representation of quality, but when you start optimizing to it, then it loses its effectiveness as a measure. And we find that with attention, because if you look back on campaigns, the campaigns that capture the most attention are definitely the ones that perform the best. But when you start optimizing on an impression level to the maximum amount of attention, some weird things start to happen with audience and creative. The audience that pays the most attention isn't necessarily the audience that you want to reach, right? Old people pay more attention than young people. In fact, people who have pre-existing awareness of your brand will pay more attention to your ads than people that don't know about your brand. It's also not the bias that you want to introduce in your targeting. Tipishin released some really interesting research showing that the amount of attention increases with each incremental unit of frequency up to 25. So that means that if you're optimizing towards the audience that pays the most attention, you're going to get old people who have been over-frequencied, who probably already know about your brand. You start optimizing to it, you get really weird audience bias. You also get weird creative bias, because the creative that captures the most attention is not necessarily the creative that does the most work. There's a great case study with Carl's Jr. in the States, where they were running ads that were relatively salacious for years, and they didn't work.
Carl's Jr. is a fast food brand known for promoting their burgers by objectifying women in their ads. Previous commercials featuring Kate Upton, Paris Hilton, and Heidi Klum have been so ill-received that they prompted critics to create the hashtag Women Are More Than Meat.
They got a lot of attention, but eventually they had to change to a different campaign because it's almost a diametrical opposition between how entertaining and how interesting an ad is and how heavily branded it is. So you definitely don't want the audience that pays the most attention. You don't want the creative that pays the most attention. And you don't necessarily want the media that drives the longest duration of attention, because those experiences can be a little bit, not be great experiences for readers and for consumers. So when we launched a measurement business, attention is important, right? It just needs to be unpacked and used in the right way.
Attention as a measurable metric is a reasonably new household name. So what's to say that it's worth investing time and money into if it's just going to be another passing fad, readily replaced by whatever the next hot thing is? Or will it be something that doesn't get replaced, but rather evolves and strengthens its hold as the needs of the industry changes around it?
I don't think the definition of attention will change. And I think that the academic definition of, you know, as a measure of focus on one or several items, I don't think changes. I think what changes the next several years is an increased adoption of attention metrics and the subsequent sort of rationalization of the marketplace. When buyers have better data, they can pay a price which is commensurate with the quality of the product, which is the first step that's necessary to get to sort of repair a lemon market. And there's a very strong argument that advertising today is in a lemon market. There's a lot of adverse selection. Buyers don't really understand the quality of the media they're buying, so they focus on cost. And then sellers dilute the quality of the product they're saying to meet that lower cost, to meet that lower bid. And so the first step out of that negative feedback loop of a lemon market is buyers getting better data, similar to how Carfax fixed the used car, the prototypical lemon market, which was the used car market in the States, with just injecting better data into the market. We think that with attention metrics, we can give buyers the tools that they need to price more efficiently, which will create the better incentives on the sell side to create higher quality assets. It creates a positive feedback loop, which will fix a lot of the really weird incentives in our market that are largely cost-driven.
Digital marketing is unique in that it offers a wide range of metrics that advertisers can use to gauge the effectiveness of their campaigns. However, many of these metrics are binary, meaning that they measure a single quality indicator, and optimizing for any one metric can get you some pretty weird and non-useful results. As a result, it's important to use a variety of metrics to measure the effectiveness of your digital marketing campaigns and really take the time to understand the truth in what your data is telling you. This will help you get a more complete picture of how your campaigns are performing and make informed decisions about how to improve them. Thank you for joining us today for our interview with Mark Gulderman, who you can find over on LinkedIn if you want to learn more about him. You can also check out Adelaide at adelaidemetrics.com. Links to both of these places in the show notes. We are gearing up for a mid-season summer break here at the TDD Podcast Network and have some fun episodes planned for the next release before we go away. Speaking of the network, if you haven't already, you can and should, if you ask me, biased as I am, head over and check out our other shows. We have Women Lead, where Nadia Koski talks to professionals in the media and advertising industry about leadership and their experiences. And if your interest was piqued hearing about digital's impact on carbon emissions, we have a whole educational season discussing the subject on our other show, Green About Media. You can check out these and more by searching for them in your podcast platform of choice or following the links in the show notes. Thanks again to Mark for his insights today. You'll be hearing more bits and pieces from him in the future. Thank you to Nadia Koski, Dennis Kirshner, and Stephanie Leonardi, as always. I have been your host, Phil McDowell, and we'll catch you next time on the Digital Distillery Podcast. See you then.